Begin the grand daven, seventh yivonas daven, alv begin amad beis, begin tzeis master, begin zigmara, kula svirulu. They all hold to this svara that maim is kain dikinigam. Your Tzeis says, in up to them kulin shavin, they're not all the same. They all hold on a similar philosophy, but not the same thing. Because the Lebe Shammai, kain midrash, so this acquisition of maim is biblical, gemash, break, dalach, and like some of the gemara, dav chav tesam, and alv. Lul kul tanoi, but all the other tanoim, lul kain midrash, it's only acquiring rabbinically. More ulim liyah lekaniel bahar only quotes for this that the loy mahani maimer basrei that another maimer will not take effect after that. Ubenazai he's mafliki differentiates. He doesn't always hold this. He holds the difference between shnei yavam and yavam achas when there's two yavam and one yavama. Uben yavam mechem shnei yavamas and one yavam with two yavamas. Only in one does he hold yesh maimer achem and one holds not. Ulim shimon mesafke leikani leikani. He's in doubt if it requires not. And so Tzeis says, but okay, I got to compare the site or real gears to compare the sukkah of Zayin Mabez, where in the discussion of Diris Kva, you also find the same idea that although it's not the same, it is quoted as saying that they hold the same, but it's just a different opinions in that same theme. Next Tzeis Master beginning with the Gemara, Ibi Yisrishin Bia V'chulu, that well, Shimon was saying Manashach. If it is, it is, and then the second one's not. Or again, that because he holds that Maim is Kani Kinyan Gamer. Which says Mishnah Lekamad Bishurav. This is a Mishnah later on. The Shurav of Psalim Gomer Beis. But Kama Tani Kama Tani Kama had said the Shani Poysal Yelurisha that the second one does invalidate for the first one. Like this idea of Yesh Ma'amachamaimer. Rabbi Shimon holds no In Ma'amachamaimer, which is this Bib Sula of the second one does not make a problem for the first one. And then Rabbi Shimon says second look. It says Rabbi Shimon Nami. What do we call Rabbi Shimon Oso? Tiasul Rabbi Shimon. It should make it prohibited for the first one, even if you hold not because of Bib Sula slash Maimer, but for a different reason. Rabbi Shimon is attacked off because she already was married to the first one with this Bia, this 9-year-old, and then the second one it's Znus with. So that makes a woman forbidden to her husband, as Isha says. But Kunjus Pesh Rashi explains the Ina says Al Bala no, she doesn't become forbidden to her husband El De Kinder only if she's born and that she's secluded. And that wasn't the case over here. But I read the research with Toy Cypher, there must be a scribal error. But like Pesh Rashi, Rashi could never have said this. Because you're right, when there's only one witness, for sure Ina says Al Kinder Steer is only forbidden with a warning and being secluded. Tumma, when you have two witnesses who saw the act, that says my kinnish becomes forbidden even without being warned. Moreover, says Toys of Inlam, don't say shouldn't have in the Sundra Bandan and since this marriage is only rabbinic, because again it's a of a 9-year-old, it's not a biblical marriage. So the Khoshlois so they weren't concerned to make her forbidden by being Mazan, it's not true. The Khod the Rabban can dry stick. Whatever the rabbis did, they did it according to the biblical pretext, which that would be making her forbidden as Aish says. Well, moreover, the Titzim Shem Rabbuna, she should have been forbidden because of what Rabbuna said. Because Dami said Shemez Yavam, she sent Sazul Yavama. Even just the idea of a Shemez Yavam, which she's definitely that, whose Mizana is forbidden to her Yavama. So definitely, that's a difficult question. So in that memory, the Rish says, the Ma'ar B'Bal Leb B'Shagi, we're talking about where this day he had relations with her by mistake, in the sense which that would not make her forbidden because of a mistake, or Inami, but Kitana, you can tell you that she's a minor. The Pita Kitana Inazu, that when a minor is seduced, it's considered by force, which does not make her forbidden. Or you know, make a table of about Karcha, where he did it actually forcibly. And since she was Anusa, she's not forbidden to her first husband. The only problem is, wait a second, so now we understand Rabbi Shimon. But how do we understand the Rabbanan? How do they say that the second one's B is going to make her puzzle, but you're saying it's like the Mimer of the, you're saying it's like a Mimer, and it's the same significant, and Yesh Mimer Mimer. But if he says Balkarcha, what do you mean? Mimer Balkarcha is not Kaina. So how could you invalidate with the second one's B and the first one's B, which is like Mimer? So that's as Taisis, but now you have to say the Avak of the Bia Teisha, the Bia's meant Teisha Kemaim, although the Bia of the 9-year-old is like Maimer. Well, Maimer called Lemahani, and you're right, Maimer, that's forcible, is not effective, because I'm paired based, like the Mordecai said, not Bia Teisha Beis. Asa Chacham, Bia's meant Teisha, Bia Korcha, Gemaimer, Medas. But the Chacham, when they made the Bia of a 9-year-old and like a Maimer, it's when it's done forcible, is like Maimer with consent. Why? Because the Leishon Lama Bia, the Yivam, Medas, Bia Korcha, because essentially, which the biblical pretext of Bia, of the Yivama, that the Torah does not differentiate. Balkarcha and Midas is the same thing. So therefore, even though here it's Balkarcha, it's still going to be like a regular Maimer of Midas, and therefore they hold that you would still have the problem of Yesh Maimer, Acha Maimer. Next, Tzeis Master begins with Digmar Ben Azza, Emma Bechulu, which Tzeis brings two different versions in this statement of Ben Azai. But contrast nearly Iker, the Gesin, Rashi holds the primary text is that in Maimer, Acha Maimer, when does he hold that Maimer is a kinyan gamer that you can't have another one after that. When you have it's one yavam, you already used up all his strength in this one yavama, it cannot take effect in another yavama. Why? What's Rashi's right? Because later on the Mishnah that it says, if he did a maimer this one, then maimer that one, etc. Karmen the Gemara says, the Mishnah is like Ben Azai, not like Ben Azai, because how could you have maimer one and then maimer the other one? obviously it sounds like Korban Nazai, that when he holds Imer HaChamayim, it's by two Yibamas. But the Riyam, the Riyam says, no, the Shabbat Gersa Ipcha. No, the Gersa is the opposite way. And actually, it's only by two Yivama and one Yivama that we say Imer HaChamayim. So what do you do with the Gemara over there later on? Nun Gimel. No, Kamot Samach HaSeifa. There, it was actually referencing the Seifa. The Tony, the Mishnah says, the Beit Shnei Yivama, the Yivama Achas. And on that halacha, that's not like this teaching of Ben Nazi, because by two Yivama, he holds that Imer HaChamayim. Now, Olachit, so then takes Bob a question. It says, so why does it quote Duresh? It says, Olachit, Noctimastitin. The reason why it picks on the mission of the Asa Maimazu, Maimazu, that he did Maimazu this one, was Lefrusha to explain that Lokoy Masnit, like Ben Nazi. It's on this, the mission saying, Nalik Ben Nazi, that he holds a Maimachamaimer. But you're right, it's not going on the Halach of two Yavamas and one Yavam. It's going on the Seva of two Yavam and one Yavam. And so he says, okay, can we find this idea that although it quotes the beginning, that it really means the Seva, Ikla, come on, we have this later on. Because this on Daphne Gimel, the Ktani, we learn, get Lazuba, and you have a get for this one, yeah, but this one. Chichas min Chalitza, that you need to have Chalitza, Masik, and the Gemara concludes, Lema Sayili, Rabba Rabuna. Let's say this is what Rabba Rabuna, the that he says, Chalitza Basula, when you have a problematic Chalitza, because you cannot have done Yibim over here, because he gave a get to each one of them. Chichalamza Kalach, and you have to go around to all the brothers. So it's a Mahila Kasiata, from that there's no support, because Chichas Lachalak, you can differentiate between Mifta and Nabshal Mifta Sahu, and it's coming to exempt herself, but the exempt her Kohen, because I'm So that wouldn't be a support because that's too much by two Yavamas. And you could say that only by the halacha of the Mishnah that you need both of them chalitza because chalitza psula would not exempt the other one, but to exempt herself, it would exempt her chalitza psula. And she doesn't have to go to the kalachin. Rabbi Huna holds a chalitza psula, you have to go to all the brothers. It's not a right from the Mishnah. So, yeah, they're obviously a lot of safer. Obviously, it's from the safer. Some of the safer. They're trying to learn Bichne Yavama Achas. And it's two Yavamas. And therefore, you see the same idea, and therefore, it's the same idea over here. Now, Taisa says, but however, Yeshman, there are certain texts that hold like the re, and you don't have to give the answers we give because your custom they have explicitly that it says over there, Ketzad, Osamaybi, Yvimtebuchul, etc., Adbenchne, Yvam, Levam, Echad, it quotes the whole thing on the Sefer, but Allah Masi must need like Benazai, it's on that Sefer that the Gemara is concluding that the Mishnah like Benazai, so maybe that could still be like the gears of the re. Then, like, says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Bib Sula, an invalid Bia is Kamaimah Shabbat Abundar Ban, made it like a Maimah, and Victoria learned of the Chami says, Dinafa Klums, so you see, hold. Maimer is kind of getting gone. Pirish Tay says, because before I did not have Maimer, must be the same thing as after Maimer, also in the Inach Reklum. Now, Tay says, Tame, it's a wonder. Because the Mesaif Pirikin, at the end of the Perik, Mefarish Tam, the Mechem, the Gemara explains, what's the reason for the Mechem? Why does he hold this halacha of Inach Reklum? Because he says, Delekele Mixer, Bia Shachar Gede Maimer. You don't have to make a Xerum of Bia that comes after Gede Maimer, which is what we call, quote unquote, Bia Psula. Or to Bia Shachar Chalitza Bia, oh, which is the reason Tanakama holds that. There is Acher Bia Psula, it becomes Bia Psula B'Saif, because, oh, you might confuse it when it comes out of the Chalitza Bia. Because he says, no, the Gemara explains, given the Chalitza Bia, there is Chalitza Bia is biblical. Maybe indeed, people know, and no one's going to come do Bia after that. Says Tais of Imkain, if that's the case, Manolon, Delei, Klumacha, Maimer. So when he gets this idea that there should be nothing after Maimer, well, I can tell you specifically after beer in the Chemil's Einach HaKlum, because that's a Kinyan Mideraisa. But my mind is a Kinyan Midrabban, who should tell us that's not going to be effective with a Maimer after that? So Amar Rabbi Reb Yitzchak Ben Abach, he says, interesting, he says, Dalkoch Reb Nechemya, you have to say according to Reb Nechemya, that Get Umaymer is actually effective Da'iraisa. It's actually biblical. Why? Yafid Mekabochem, Mishan Ashim, actually learned from Mekabochem from other women, that Get is effective. And so too by the Yavama. And but lastly, Hanim Yudit, the Perikam Nekedushin, does not hold to these exemptions, the exclusions that the Gemara says in the first Perikam Nekedushin of Yudal Min Alv, which learns out that no, it only works for a regular woman, not for a Yavama, because as he explains, the Efshalemi can say Shemin the Rabbanu of Nechemya, according to Rabbanu Nechemya, the Maimon Get should be only rabbinic. Because Kimin the Islay, the Bia Chalitza, the Raisa, since he holds that Bia Chalitza are biblical, and maybe the people know this and they don't make a mistake. That's the reason why he holds that there's no reason to make Geizer when Bia comes after a Maimon Get. That should be problematic because of Achar Bia Chalitza. So the Imkain, if that's the case, that people know that Raisa, well, you can't make a gezeira of hanigzeiras of leel that the Gemara said in the beginning of the parak. That Rabbanan were mesakin that a get should be deicha because. Oh, what do you mean? Get lahitzi v'chalitz lahitzi. Be liknois u'maimer liknois. Now, if you say that maimer is not koinam, they're going to say, oh, maimer is not koinam, so be is also not effective. Now, according to Nechemya, that be chalitza people know, so you're not going to come to say this. So they wouldn't make any reason to make such a gzir. Obviously, according to the Chemer, get a Maimer are biblical. Oh, if he holds Maimer is calling him Midiraisa, that doesn't help Maimer HaMaimer. What the Gemara says, the Yibsula, is like Maimer, that's according to Rabbanan, that they hold that Yeshachre Klum because of the gzir. as we explained in the beginning of the parak. But it's a big wonder to say this pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Baruch, because we don't find any time of limit to say the get point of a Yavama. First of all, they get, first of all, exempt to Yavama. But moreover, they can't have a little Memanami that he should have said the Inach HaGet Klum, not only after even after get. It doesn't sound like even the wording of the Gemara that's coming to tell us this idea that Mamish is coming to the Isa and therefore nothing comes after that. So Tosfos brings a different halach. This is what the Gemara is saying. This that we say b'psula. That's the Rabbanon who disagreed in Mechemer. That they made it like Maimer, Sheach Rea Klom, that there should be other things after that. Like we said, the Xeris that we mentioned before. Because if you say there's nothing after that, people are going to say, oh, just like B'ya Zachem Maimer Get, so to Zachem Chalitz of B'ya. And the Chalach Rea Maimer, and therefore Maimer could take effect after that. And Meshum Hachi Tekinu Nami, therefore they also were Mesakin. The Rabbanon who disagreed with Mlil, she may machamaimer, there should be may machamaimer. No, I don't have a misfara, even though from logic, have a little maimer criminally, we shouldn't say Mlil, they may machamaimer. That maimer should not be after maimer. Why? If you should come to maimer, you shouldn't come out to maimer like this, because what do you mean? Maimer is kind of whatever, maimer can be kind of. So what's the really the pshat why they disagree? Now, tell me the Rabbanon, the reason Rabbanon is the Amrin, they may machamaimer, because if you say there's no maimer machamaimer, also maimer nami, people can say they may machamaimer psula. Oh, there's also no maimer after bia psula. Because Lagar be Mimer, be Psul is not any less than Mimer. Lakach Tiknu, therefore the institute she may mach Mimer, that should be Mimer Acher Mimer. And that Veget Acher Get, that should be Get Acher Get. Why? Because the Get and Mimer in Yach, they're really the same idea. Shneim Drabon, both are the same rabbinic decree. Viamit in Get Acher Get, if you say there's no Get Acher Get, then also Mimer Namadi Mimer Acher Mimer, because there's no Mimer Acher Mimer. And we have to say that that's effective because, like we said, because v'loy maimer achabi b'sula, that there's and to say that there's no maimer after if you're going to come to say there's no maimer achabi maimer, people are going to say there's no maimer achabi b'sula, and therefore that's the reason of the rabban, as we just explained. Now Rambam will disagree and he holds that no, but that goes maimer achabi maimer because of maimer achabi b'sula. And therefore, since the first maimer is crying everything, so you're right. There's no maimer after that. And then it would be get ach again. Now, the Gemara goes back to the words of Nehemiah and says, "In king of Tzedek is Nehemiah that ain maimer chamaimer that he holds that b'psul is nothing after that. The same thing like we're saying is ain maimer chamaimer where the lede according to him like lemigzim midi." There's no reason to be geyser that it should not be effective, like Rabban or geyser or maimer chamaimer. Why? Because they're less leinam, because he also doesn't hold maimer achabi b'sula. Because Diktani, like we learned, that he holds in achrei klum. There's nothing after that. As we explained them Gimel, because everyone knows that bia deraisa. Not going to come to say bia chachlitza bia. And therefore, in achrei klum, and the same thing would be in achamaimer klum. Because again, there's no reason to be geizer achabia. Then it says, "When we begin to say a mighty can rabbanon, then how do we understand in the first place? Why rabbanon misakin rabbanon according to Chaim that they were misakin get a maimer klabi? But why do we ever? Why they institute this such a concept? Keeping the bechalitza made the since you say everyone knows bechalitza is different as their right. So like it makes it they get lahayt bechalitza. You can't the whole gezer. The whole reason why they institute this concept that there's such a thing of effectiveness of getting a maimer was because of this gezer. But he doesn't have this gezer. So where do we get such an idea of maimer again? In regards to Yavama, if someone says this, what you could say is the Olim Sayvim, because still the world thinks the get a maimer mahani minatar mekabochaimer. The get a maimer is effective minatara from a kabochaimer, which we find the paragraph in the Kedushin that Shasis doesn't go out with chalitza goes out with get. Yavama goes out with chalitza, but sure should go out with get. Now, I've got the imit. You're right. Although there are miutim that we find that it's not effective, mekabochaimer still a hanikatas. People think that it is a little bit effective because maimer meshamer, just like meshamer holds maimer is effective, and on some level. If we would permit that be after get a mimer, people are going to say, oh, since get a mimer is not effective, be a chalitza also not effective, and also mimelach chalitza be going to come to yibum after chalitza be. But Reb Nechemi's opinion that why he says be psul and achar klum, we're not concerned that people are going to come to permit chalitza be achar bia, just like to permit be achar mimer we get, is because, behold, people are not going to make a mistake, they're going to say, and the Gersa here is Bishvul Shetik Nabiya Achar Hager Maimer. since the bia is acquiring after get a maimer, can you go my full fetch kinya ticket the kamaikan that it shows acquire kinya go my habiba chalitza and the other liberal acharela? No, Rabbi holds not like that. But by the other, the chalitza bia, a different get a maimer because the people most definitely know chalitza bia is better than get a maimer because the exuma head is written explicitly in the pasuk that is effective. But get a maimer is not true and they're excluded, and therefore people know that it's definitely stronger for bia and chalitza than maimer get. As the Gemara says, "Live up in the Gimel Beis." The Chalitza and Bia people know they're not going to come to permit Bia after Chalitza Bia, which are explicitly written in the pasuk. But people will think that Gid and Maimer are partially acquiring, and therefore, if not going to be the Rabban, they're not going to be going to Gid and Maimer. That it's somewhat effective. They're going to come to permit Bia, Chalitza Bia. That's from the Ri.